kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon mula pa sa Brisbane, Miss Ria Gamboa. How are you, Miss Ria? Good morning.
Magandang umaga. I'm good, Claudette.
Ayan, Miss Ria, thank you so much for your time. Kumusta ka po sa gitna ng COVID-19 pandemic?
Mabuti naman. We're trying to keep ourselves safe and at the same time sane. So that's what we've been trying to do and try to adjust to the new norm, yung bagong normal.
At syempre, upang mas makilala ka pa ng ating mga tagapakinig, can you tell me something about yourself?
So I'm Filipino based here in Brisbane. Lumipat kami dito noong 2006. Mother of two. And obviously, supporting my husband, who's the main reason why we're here. But basically, my passions are, aside from taking care of the family, yung kumanta. Aside from taking care of the family, member ako ng QPAC choir dito sa Brisbane. And that's my interest.
Okay, so you're a choir singer. Since you moved here sa Australia, mula sa Pilipinas, meron na din kayong grupo, hindi po ba?
Oo, correct. Mm. So, yung Musica Harmonica Youth Ensemble based kami sa National Shrine sa Parañaque. And mula nung high school ako, member kami noon hanggat eventually lumaki kami, but then when naging career person or nagkaroon kami ng professions, when we all started working, having families, nag-take ng backseat yon, and we all still love singing yung grupo namin, but we don't get to do it as much anymore.
Mm-mm. And in connection to singing, kabilang ka sa Choral Quarantine o tinatawag na The Quarantine Project, isang grupo ng mga singers na ginagamit yung kanilang talento upang maghatid ng musika sa mga tao. At dahil nga may mga restrictions, ay virtual yung paraan ng inyong performances. So, can you tell me paano nabuo itong Quarantine Project? Kailan kayo nagsimula? Sino-sino yung mga kasama mo? Ano yung kwento behind this?
So, noong nagkaroon ng restrictions dito sa Australia, yung isang kaibigan ko from Damaye, yung grupo namin who's based in Sydney, sabi niya, virtual choir tayo. So we offered it to the entire group, which is masiguro right now mga 50 kami doon sa chat room na yun, but only 7 of us said, okay, let's do it, we're game. So tatlo sa amin dito kami nakabase sa Australia, dalawa sa Sydney, tapos ako, tapos the rest of the 7 more or less group of us who were doing this virtual project, nakabase sila sa Manila. So merong dalawang tenor, yung nurse, and the other one's a commercial pilot, yung isang baritone, he's a banker, then we have two altos, one's a former madrigal singer, and the other one is a dentist, tapos dalawa kaming soprano, kaming dalawang nandito sa Australia, the other one's an IT consultant, so that's how we all got together. So lahat, all of them are professionals. But then because of the quarantine, nagkataon din sa Pilipinas na they have to stay at home for obviously to contain the virus. We found ourselves, okay, let's do this. Akala namin una, isa lang yung gagawin namin na kanta, or two. Then dahil nga ang tagal na we're just at home, tapos nandito sa amin, sige, can we do more and more and more? We have a total, I think now at least, nakasabi nga namin, nakagawa na kami ng album long playing album. And we're working on 4 more additional songs. So that's, basically, it started mga around Holy Week, which was first week of April, and now it's been a little over isang buwan na, and ganun na karaming songs na nagawa namin. Mind you, it's not perfect. Marami kasi it's just parang back garage project, but it's personally good for all of us to be able to na makakanta kami ulit kahit nakalat-kalat kami all over.
Yun nga yung magaling dun eh, kasi kahit na kalat-kalat kayo, nakapagbuo kayo ng ganito. So, anong yung mga songs na kinanta nyo?
So, karamihan yung mga kanta namin from noong active pa kami ng mga members. So, we have, they're basically all spiritual and inspirational, like Leave Me Lord, there's one, Prayer of St. Francis, and then we have OPM na minsan lang kita iibigin,
wow.
And then few other, basta more or less they're because we have a former magical singer who's also our conductor, na yun yung mga tinuro niya from UP Magical na mga kanta. Yun yung mga tinry namin aralin, like The Lord Bless and Keep You, Canticorum. And then now, we're going back to mga simple ones like church songs that we used to sing before, like Ama Namin, Anima Christi. So a few things, my love songs na When I Fall in Love. So iba't iba, but they're all FATB arrangement.
Ginagamit niyo din yung Smule app?
Smule app yung ginagamit namin. Kasi when we tried, noong iniisip namin, nagkaroon kaming discussion, paano natin gagawin? Hindi pala ganun kadali. Sabi namin una, let's try the, you know, yung app popular right now, the Zoom. There are limitations to Zoom for choral singing kasi may delay. So hindi kami pwedeng sabay-sabay din. Kakanta kami, hindi mag-work yon. So sabi, marami kaming mga inisip-isip na mga, ito yung ways. Pero hindi, well, dahil wala kaming skills, we need certain software skills or it's not our line na expertise. So sabi namin, oh, why not Smule? Because one of us was using Smule already pang video. Okay. Na-discover niya na pwede palang group, isa-isa kaming magre-record. Whoever starts, susunod yung isa, then the next, then the next. Then we, it's like ipagtagpit-tagpit siya together. And that's how we ended up with this thing. And then the app just puts us all together. Basta yung importante, obviously, kailangan magkakanta kami ng nasa tama yung nota, sabay-sabay kami kumakanta. So, it's important. Yung skills namin as choral singers, nandoon pa rin. Kasi kung mali yung nota mo, destroys the whole thing. At saka importante, tama yung ni-record mo. Kasi kung ikaw kunyari yung pangalawa, pangatlo, pang-apat, pag mali yung na-record mo at na-upload mo, we can, hindi namin pwedeng ulitin yun. So, yun yung challenges nung recording namin. But, after maybe one or two songs, medyo, okay, alam na namin kung ano yung gagawin.
Mm-mm. Sino naman po yung nag-e-edit?
So, yung app na mismo yung nag-e-edit.
Automatically
yung nag-e-edit. Ang mangyayari lang, sabihin namin, ikaw yung mauna, ikaw yung pangalawa. And the key is, hindi mo dapat munang i-press yung upload until happy ka na with how you sound. So you can keep re-recording, but the moment you press that, continue or upload, then that's it. There's, hindi mo na siya pwedeng baguhin. You can only add to it, but you can't change the recording anymore. The app itself.
Thanks to Smule.
Yes. Oh, so sabi ko nga, dapat for the choral virtual singing na hindi sila marunong, that's the one that you should use.
And you have mentioned na isa sa mga hamon or challenge was with the recording. Ano pa yung iba? Kasi I can imagine na medyo mahirap nga itong gawin kasi considering distance ninyo tsaka yung busy life.
Una, syempre kung yung ano yung choice na songs na pag-aagree namin. Iba yung mga gusto na kanta or depende sa strength. Pangalawa, maybe the last time we all sang together was 10 years ago. So, ang tagal na noon. How do we get back into singing together? Tapos yung mga, not all of us have been singing in the same level. Yung iba choir, yung iba hindi na choir.
Mm-mm.
And to be able to sing together as a choir, kailangan you get back into practicing. Not all of our voices are used to singing the high notes. So,
yes,
kailangan medyo practice ka muna. But yun yung mga basic challenges, I guess, in the singing part. And choral singing, kailangan talaga sana sama-sama. Ideally, that's how it should be. Now, you have to sing alone, but then think na you're with the other. So, hindi ka pwedeng sobrang malakas or sobrang hina. Iisipin mo while you're singing na conscious ka that you're a group, but then you're not. So those are the challenges that we found. And like if you're all singing together physically, okay, you can easily adjust or I have to be louder. But now, no. Mm-hmm. So yun yung mga challenges.
And soprano ka, tama, Miss Ria?
Yes.
Hindi madali. But kudos sa inyo.
Hindi madali yung alto kasi weird yung nota nila, di ba? It's they're not. So if they're singing na hindi mag-isa ka lang, are you singing correctly? Yun din yun eh. You don't know until it's all put together. Ayaw nga pala, it makes sense why I'm singing that note. Whereas kung sabay-sabay kami, hindi mo naririnig na ang weird ng nota ko.
So kung may konting error sa nota, do you have to redo it?
Well,
or auto-tune ng bahala?
If the perfectionist in us will say, I know it doesn't sound good. Pero there's no way, there's nothing in the app that can correct the ugly notes. We have to start over or walang ganun. The only thing the app does is it puts together yung singing niyo, but it can't adjust. Maybe the volume or the vibration, but hindi niya pwedeng pagandahin yung kung pangit yung nota, mali talaga yung nota.
Wanna commend you at ang buong grupo ninyo na nagawa niyo to, naitawid niyo to, at patuloy niya ginagawa to para ma-entertain yung ating mga tagapakinig o tagapanood na nasa bahay din, naka-quarantine, no? At I'm wondering, bakit niyo po to naisip buhin o gawin?
Una, parang personal na, uy, pampalipas oras lang. O, anong gagawin natin? Ganun. Ay, yung ibang mga tao, diba, they go to cooking o manunod sila ng Netflix, catch up on. Iba-iba, yung whatever reason ang naisip namin. But it all boils down to how do you keep yourself na distressed or hindi ka nag-worry, or because I think it's because of this COVID, yung pandemic, na all of a sudden it affected the whole world and it's causing so much fear, worry, and stress. Yun yung hanap namin as a group. Now, that's what's common to all of us. We found we can channel that negative energy into something productive that we can do. At the same time, singing releases happy hormones. So it's a way to make something positive out of this negative thing.
That's beautiful, Miss Ria. And are you guys planning to continue this even after the restrictions?
For as long as we can, but obviously pag nag-go back to normal, whatever that normal is, it won't be as quick like right now. We send a message, nagawa ko na yung akin, and then after an hour or two, nadagdagan na yung iba. Once everybody goes back to what they were normally doing, nagpa-fly ulit yung isa, or nag-duty na ulit, hindi na kami pwede, or they're going back to work, I don't think it will be the same now. So that's what we're taking advantage of. Na habang meron tayong parang na-put on pause yung buhay natin, so while we're able to do this, we'll take advantage for as long as we can.
Kung gusto mapakinggan ng ating mga tagapakinig yung inyong mga recordings, meron ba certain website or account that we can go to and watch it?
There is a link that we can put all our recordings in MP4 format. We'll try to put it together, the ones that we're happy na pakinggan ng ibang tao.
We would love to listen and watch kasi nga parang, alam mo yon, yung iba yung musika para nakaka-relax. Like what you mentioned, sa gitna nga ng mga takot in this pandemic, parang gusto mo ng relief. Gusto mong makinig sa mga positive songs or positive vibes. And I think your music would bring that to people.
Oo, tama. We'll put them together. Yung gagawin namin na pagsamasamahin namin, then yes, we'll share it with more people. Maybe it'll inspire them also to do the same thing for other choral singers that they don't know. How do we go about singing together when physically we can't be together?
That's right. It's an inspiration. Ayan, sa lahat ng mga awit. Miss Ria, thank you for your time. Simple message that would give them a positive, you know, a light in this very dark moment.
Hanapin mo kung what makes you happy, or I know it's hard, mahirap siya sa panahon ngayon, but even I think spending time with your family, kasi pwede mong, there's always a positive to everything.
Mm-mm.
Like now we're all stuck at home, but then you have opportunity to be with your family, or dati you just look at your social networking, magla-like-like ka lang, but then now you actually get a chance to say, how are you? O kamusta? Or dati wala kang time na mag-gardening or matuto magluto, or in this case, amin, na mag-get opportunity na makakanta kami ulit. Kasi dati, how? Kasi ang lalayo namin. Find that positive, and instead of concentrating on the negatives, then you channel yung time na to into doing something good for yourself, for other people. And I guess that's what we were able to do through this quarantine project.
Thank you so much, Miss Ria Gamboa mula pa sa Brisbane.
Maraming salamat, Claudette.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.